Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, this is his time of year, no doubt about it, talking Ausable River Canoe Marathon and more, my good buddy, Justin Griffith. Justin, how are you?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to have you on to talk. Well, of course, the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon coming up this weekend. But coming up this Tuesday, we've got the Dash for Cash. This has been going on for quite a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the exact amount, but it's around 7 or 8, I'm guessing, and it just grows in popularity every year.
No doubt. Now, it's the complete opposite of what the canoe marathon is like. That is indeed a marathon, 120 miles over, 15, 16, 17 hours. This is a whole bunch different. This is like going to a drag race, isn't it?
Absolutely. Each heat, we run a drag race style. Two teams compete against each other in each heat. The winner moves on to be hopefully crowned a champion, and the loser gets to sit in the audience and watch the rest of the teams battle it out. But it's only about a minute long that both teams battle it out from Gilbert's Drugstore down to the finish line of the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the only distance they cover. And you know what? Some great viewing. You can come right there to Finish Line Park and get great viewing of the race. The race is. It really is a fun event to be at.
Yeah, we added Rivalry by the River, or Rivalry on the River last year, and where we have students from the Oscoda and Tawas area schools compete against each other, and the winner gets to provide money for their athletic program.
That's right.
And that was a great addition to the Dash for Cash. And a lot of fun to watch.
That's right. Now, it takes place Tuesday night, gets underway at about 5:30, and then pretty much only a couple hours, and it wraps up. But a great way to spend the evening and a great way to get a little closer to some of those who are going to be competing on the weekend. There's a lot of them that come on out for this event who will also be in the big race on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, the Dash for Cash provides an opportunity for a lot of the teams that are here for a week, 2 weeks, sometimes longer, and paddle against some of the best, the teams that finish in the middle of the pack or last, never get to really paddle against some of the best of the best. And this way here, however the brackets are drawn up, they can be paddling right next to the first place finisher in the marathon, and where they don't normally get that chance.
Exactly. Now, this is open to anyone who'd like to come out and compete, right?
Yeah, you have to have a racing style canoe, though.
That's
you don't have to be a marathon entry to enter the Dash for Cash.
That's right. But better yet, just come on out and root them on. It's a fun event, and I always enjoy being there on Tuesday night because it's a whole bunch different from what the canoe marathon's all about. It's exciting, and as you mentioned, each heat lasts about a minute, and then they crown a champion, and it really is a lot of fun, and everyone's welcome to come on out and be a part of it.
Yeah, with all of the races being so close, it's just exciting. It's fun and a great thing to come out and watch.
That's right. Many of the other competitors from the weekend, a lot of local paddlers will also be out there, too. Always a fun event, and again, I'm looking forward to being out there, and along with you, Justin, and Kathy Erickson, and all the great paddlers. Should be a fun event. No charge. Everyone just welcome to come on out.
Absolutely, and we'd also like to thank Carroll Broadcasting for their live coverage and all that they do for the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon.
Always enjoy doing it. But the Dash for Cash put on by Gilbert's Drugs and Coletta Air Tuesday night, 5:30 at Finish Line Park there on US 23 in Oscoda. And a fun event as part of what leads up to the big race on Saturday and Sunday. And Justin Griffith, Justin, always a pleasure to get you on my Michigan Sunrise Side Today program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.